how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Good evening. All right, we're here. Good evening, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and it's nice to be back to start the week off. And sometimes it takes me, it takes me a little getting going to start the week off. But nonetheless, after I warm up, you know, on home plate there, I usually get going. And as usual, there's no shortage of things to talk about. Not the least of which is the treason of internationalism and interventionism, as you know, which, of course, we have seen really since the United States became involved in World War I and II. And that has been a debacle, a disaster for the United States ever since, and really for the world as well. And, of course, with those wars came the internationalist agreements, the treaties, the whole kit and caboodle of one-worldism. Because, after all, that's what Satan wants, the world united. He wants everything under one banner. And he wants to be able to control that world system. And so his little children are out there busily arranging for wars and arranging for conflicts, of course, which handsomely profit them through the banking system which they've created before the wars. And so they continue to come up with more gobbling away at the sovereignty of each of the nations. And they've done that particularly through Europe and the United States and Australia and, well, of course, all of the Adamic world, so to speak, but also the entire planet. And the entire planet will eventually come under his purview. And so one of the things that naturally the Bush administration would be eager to promote would be this Law of the Sea Treaty. And this Law of the Sea Treaty, of course, is on fast track now in the Senate. And Howard Phillips writes about it in his newsletter. The Unlost is a recruiting nightmare. And, of course, Lost is what we're talking about for a bit tonight. That stands for the Law of the Sea Treaty. And as he said, it's an odious proposal that was first dreamed up by advocates of one-world governments several decades ago. Yes, the treaty would give the United Nations vast new powers and a vast new source of revenue. Lost has been promoted and rejected many times in the past, but like that villain in a Hollywood horror movie, it keeps coming back from the grave. Mm-hmm. Indeed. And I want to talk about that tonight, and I want to get your input, but I want you to understand, those of you who don't, and who don't even know about it, because the media obviously will not tell you about it, exactly why you should be concerned, and why you need to know the truth that will set you free. Our number is 800-313-9443. Write it down. 800-313-9443. That's the number that puts you on the air with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm against internationalism and interventionism right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network with all of your prayers and your help as well. Come online, republicbroadcasting.org. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
And we're back now. Rick Adams with you, talking about lost. Yes, I know. Some of you definitely are lost out there. There's no question about that. But the issue of lost is the law of the sea treaty. And, of course, as Howard Phillips has said in his Issues and Strategies Bulletin for this week, as a matter of fact, he's talking about how it was originally drafted back in the 1970s, as part of a UN scheme to gain control over all the resources on, in, and under the world's oceans. Not content to dictate such issues as fishing boundaries and navigation, the treaty would have control over all oceanic mining, among other things, to the United Nations. Isn't that nice of them? And you know who controls the United Nations. All right. But that's not all. Even more dangerous, the treaty will have provided the UN with a vast new source of funds. It could actually make the UN independent of the national contributions that fund it today. Lost would give the UN the power to tax businesses that want to develop the ocean's resources. The treaty tries to conceal the fact that it would grant such powers to the UN by labeling the taxes with such euphemisms as assessments, fees, permits, payments, And you gotta love this one, contributions, says Howard Phillips. Under the law of the sea treaty, an international seabed authority would be created under the control of the UN to decide who gets all of the minerals and other resources on the ocean seabeds. Not only who gets them, but also who gets to pay for them. You know who, right? Sure do. You. Well, he says, think the ultra-corrupt Food for Peace program was a disaster. Just wait until the bureaucrats of the world government have billions of dollars pouring in from their management of all of the world's oceans. Oh, I mean, this, of course, shouldn't even see the light of day, right? And yet, you know who's promoting it. The same scumbags that have been promoting the NAFTA superhighway, who have been allowing the Bushes to circumvent the Constitution, the Cheneys, and the entire plethora of government agencies that are mapping out this strategy for the North American Union. It's the same people that are permitting it in the Congress, in the Senate. The super wealthy, the super rich, the Council on Foreign Relations types who obviously stand to gain, stand to profit. And so what's a little thing like selling out their country and putting it on the altar of internationalism and globalism? What's a little thing like that? Well, the Democrats in nearly unanimous agreement with this treaty and the Bush administration behind it. There you go. Collusion. There isn't a dime's worth of difference between them. George Wallace used to say that. God rest his soul. He was right. With the Democrats in nearly unanimous agreement and the Bush administration behind it, solidly, I might ask, it will be up to a handful of determined Republican senators to derail it from getting a two-thirds vote in the upper house. The treaty is currently under review by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, could be approved by the entire Senate in the next 3 weeks. You see, they're trying to jam it through like they have done with other pieces of legislation we've been talking about. They don't want you, the public, to oppose it like you, the public, did with the amnesty bill that George Bush was promoting as a comprehensive immigration reform bill. Now, this is not the first time that it's come up, and of course it's not the last time. It's very important and very interesting to note the Clintons, of course, signed a revised version of the treaty and then forwarded it to the Senate. The record shows the Senate was not convinced in 1994. The changes corrected the problems and had deferred action on the treaty ever since. And the Heritage Foundation warns that the treaty will have unintended consequences for U.S. interests, including a threat to our national sovereignty. Well, what's left of it, really? What is left of our sovereignty? The fact that we allow the U.N. to be created, that we joined the U.N., we kicked out Free China, said you can't even be a part of it, welcomed in Red China. It should long ago have been disbanded, my friends. It should never have come to fruition. You see, all of these evil wars, like World War I and II, created for the benefit of creating a one-world unified system of peace and safety, have produced neither peace nor safety. But they have produced the loss of our freedoms, of our international standing as a sovereign nation. And that was the whole goal right from the beginning. So now, as Heritage Foundation says, bureaucracies established by multilateral treaties often lack the transparency and accountability necessary to ensure that they are untainted by corruption. You hear that? Untainted by corruption. Oh, boy. Incredible. The lost bureaucracy is called the International Seabed Authority Secretariat, which has a strong incentive to enhance its own authority at the expense of national sovereignty. An example, the treaty would impose taxes on U.S. companies engaged in extracting resources from the ocean floor. This would give the treaty secretariat an independent revenue stream that would remove a key check on its authority. After all, once a bureaucracy has its own source of funding, it never needs to answer to anyone but itself. The United States should be wary of joining sweeping multilateral treaties negotiated under the auspices of the United Nations. That says Senator Spring and Schaefer of the Heritage Group, specifically the benefit to U.S. national interests should be indisputable and clearly outweigh the predictable negative consequences of ratification. Now, others are saying that it will be used as a backdoor to implement policies against global warming without any accountability to the American people. Parts of the treaty, they say, mandate international regulation of U.S. economic and industrial activities on land. With that in mind, critics say that they believe the so-called greenhouse gases could be viewed as ocean pollutants. Another attempt to use the environment to control us and to destroy our sovereignty. Well, in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing last week, the Bush administration officials were pushing this treaty, much to their chagrin, and they were embarrassed by some good questioning from Senator David Vitter from Louisiana, who is leading the opposition. And good for him. Good for Senator Vitter. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte, you remember him, he testified that the UN body established by the treaty has no jurisdiction over marine pollution disputes involving land-based resources. Why is there a section entitled Pollution from Land-Based Sources, then? Questioned Senator Vitter. Vitter also questioned, who decides what is considered military activity under the treaty? Eh? We will decide, said Negroponte. Doesn't that sound familiar? I'm the one that gets to make the decisions, George Bush says. Well, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, you know, is going around telling us why we need this treaty so we can somehow reassert our fight. You see, the Russians are reclaiming Alaska now. They're talking about how Alaska really should belong to Russia again. And under this international treaty, we're told we'd have a fighting chance to dispute that. Well, that's as nonsensical as you know, giving up your sovereignty, turning over all your arms to the government, and then saying, well, at least now that the government has the arms, maybe we can make peace with our enemies across the street who are still armed. Makes no sense. You wouldn't trust the government. And here we have the government of the United States selling out her people, her sovereignty, to this one-world system. So, you know, it's interesting how when Reagan was president, this had come up. It resurfaced again just about 3 years ago with Senator Lugar, who was pushing it, Republican from Indiana, and was successfully defeated by then Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. No wonder Frist is gone, huh? Among other reasons. Well, look at the people involved. When we come back from the break, we'll get more into this treaty and what it really means and why it's so important to defeat it, to destroy it in the Senate. Once again, over and over and over again, my own former Senator Claiborne Pell, in a 95 speech, he came out pushing the whole context of this Law of the Sea Convention. And oh boy, do we remember that. Thank God he's no longer in the Senate. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams. Jump aboard. 800-313-9443. Follow my lead, and I'll lead you to higher ground. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
And we are back now. Just another word about this before we get into our callers. The law of the sea treaty. And that is that the U.S. would only have one vote out of 140 and no veto power as it has on the Security Council. And one of the main authors of this treaty, by the way, not only admired Karl Marx, but was an ardent advocate of the communist New International Economic Order, Elizabeth Mann Borghese, a socialist who ran the World Federalists of Canada, played a critical role in crafting and promoting LOST, and she was hailed by her UN supporters as the mother of the oceans. How do you like that, huh? The First Lady of the Oceans. Well, she's dead now and in the ocean, undoubtedly. The youngest daughter of the German novelist Thomas Mann, Borghese, openly favored world government, wrote for the communist-oriented Nation magazine, was a member of the committee to frame a world constitution. She served as director of the International Center for Ocean Development and chair of the International Oceans Institute at Dalhousie University in Canada. So that gives you a little idea as to where this thing originates from. I mean, let's cut out the pretense here, okay? No question about it, it's communism. It's Marxism, it's Zionism, it's internationalism, interventionism, globalism, everything but protecting America's territorial limits and its territorial integrity surrounding our ocean bed. Hand it over to the UN, they say, and all will be well. Let's take a call. First off is Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Every ism you just described can be consolidated into one word, Judaism. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All the others are just different aspects of the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And when you talk about this world government and this Treaty of the Seas and so forth,
mm-hmm.
it's all the same thing. It's the same thing as the kosher tax. When a bunch of rabbis go to business and say, if you pay me so much per year, I'll give you my stamp of approval for your product. Same thing, scam. That's all it is, extortion and scam. That's the name of their game. Has been since ancient Egypt or even before.
Hey, after all, I knew that when I interviewed Andrew Gause many years ago, that his idea for a world tax, he said that would be coming up, a world tax from the United Nations, and what a way to get it in, huh?
It works. It's worked for at least 2,000 years. It's worked at least to some extent until the people got so fed up with it. You know, like Queen Isabella that threw them all out, and 79 other countries in Europe threw them out because they couldn't take it anymore. But it's the same scam. These people are locked into the same thing over and over again. They either control everything or they get thrown out. That's the name of the game. It has been over and over and over, and I don't think it's ever going to change unless we can throw them out.
Internationalism is always detrimental to any nation, and that's why internationalism really must be understood in its context. The proper context is Satan's dominion over the world, and he wants a world united. God says, no, we're not going to allow it. We separate continents by oceans, keep them apart, tribes with their own, nations with their own, and stay out of each other's business. Don't go to war, just defend yourself. And that's exactly what we have rejected under their control. You're right, absolutely. No doubt about it, Jim.
And it all goes back to the old Sanhedrin and Pharisees and all that. The exact same thing happened then. Smaller context, of course, but exactly the same thing.
Yes.
Either we're going to control everything or we'll all go down in a pile. That's the name of their game.
Absolutely. All right, Jimmy. Any other things you want to say before we...
Well, I got a million things, but I'll let you go and get some other callers, Rick.
All right. Well, you got one out of the million anyway. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's take a call from Scott in Massachusetts, actually. See if we can squeeze a little bit of Scott in before the break, because I know he's busy and he has to get up early in the morning. Hello there, Scott.
Hey, Rick.
How are you?
I love your last caller.
Yes.
He knows where to hit the nail, and he hits it right on the head, and he drives it right in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the outrage of the day today.
Uh-huh.
I get the forward.
Yes.
As you know.
Uh-huh.
We've got the German citizenship project going on, where American Jews of German origin are setting themselves up for dual citizenship. And there's a big article, half-page advertisement in the foreword, and I'd just like, if I could, just to read a couple words out of it.
Yeah,
so that
sure. I may have to hold you over after the break, but go ahead. Begin now, Scott.
What these people are up to. And
right.
It says, children and grandchildren of German Jews deprived of citizenship by the Nazi regime.
Mm-hmm.
Eligible candidates will ultimately be granted German citizenship. Both U.S. and German law permit dual citizenship, where German citizenship is restored, according to this renaturalization law. European citizen rights, they're advertising it now, why they should do this.
Mm-hmm.
Germany is a member of the now 27-member state of the European community.
Hang on there, Scott. I want to hear this. I've read it, too, so we want to get into the foreword and find out more about this ambitious goal of dual citizenship on the part of the supremacists. We'll be right back with Scott, and we have other callers on the line. We'll get to you in 3 minutes. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
Yes, indeed. They intend to keep it and expand it. And here we are now. We are talking with Scott Smith from Massachusetts, the taxing capital of the nation next to Rhode Island. Hello, Scott. Back again.
Rick, they're taxing us so badly here that we're practically the only state in the union that's losing population. And the brilliant communists we have up on Beacon Hill institute the health plan for everybody, and everybody's got to pay. And let me tell you something, there's not one company in the country that's going to look at Massachusetts and say, yeah, that's where we're going to locate.
Well, you know, your governor, the first black governor there, is really not the one who initiated it. It was this Mitt Romney before him. Romney, the conservative, came up with this socialist plan, didn't he?
He's part of the international cabal of Zionists.
Yes, he is. He's a puppet on a string.
Yeah, well,
but getting back to this article, Scott, I didn't mean to divert you, but
you read it yourself. You read it yourself.
Yeah.
Did you read the whole thing?
I'm rereading it, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the outrage of the day for me. I can't even
believe. What's so funny about it? Here they talk about Nazism, and yet they are the Nazis. They talk
right.
about supremacy, and they are the supremacists.
Exactly.
They will not allow, Scott, they will not allow anyone to become a citizen of Israel unless that person is a qualified Jew, quote unquote.
Well, you've got the Jewish National Fund that owns about 650,000 acres, or like 15% of Israel. This is an American group,
mm-hmm.
and they lease the land
mm-hmm.
that they own to nobody but Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court is saying of Israel saying you can't do that, and they're saying, oh yes, we can, and they make a deal with the Supreme Court, say, well, you know,
yeah.
we'll lease it to non-Jews, but you got to give us some of your Israeli land
mm.
in order to make up for it, so we don't lose any Jewish land.
Yes,
I mean it's like these people, they just, I mean, Rick.
Well,
I
let's
can't
put
even,
it this way: Hitler couldn't hold a candle to them. No
Hitler was part of them, I think. But anyway,
yeah, but he couldn't hold a candle, even if he was, at the time he couldn't get away with it. That's for sure.
But
these people are getting away with what no nation can get away with, and they're imposing their tyranny across the globe. See, it's more subtle, you see. The world in our nation today, the average American sees nothing but glowing reports about flowers blooming in the desert where there was no human being until the Jews arrived in Palestine. And they see these false images, Scott, you see, of this wonderful little experiment there in the desert in the Middle East called Israel. But they don't see the ghettos. They don't see the extermination camps. They don't see the horrible conditions under which the Palestinians are forced to live we are forced
Rick,
to pay for it.
It's a crime that the people who run our government actually take our money and give it to these criminals.
Crime against
so they
humanity.
Can further perpetrate their crimes on the rest of the world.
No doubt about it, Scott. No doubt.
It's criminal activity.
I won't argue with you. You're right. And when
right,
you're
so,
right, you're right. I can't disagree. I mean, it's so plain, and yet the world sits by and allows it to go on because the scriptures tell us why. The scriptures give us the reason, don't they? And we permit it. Scott, are you still with me?
And they're going to be murderers until the end, and all the blood of all the prophets
mm-hmm.
is on their hands.
Right.
And that's the bottom line.
You're absolutely right.
So, but anyway, Rick, I love
you,
brother.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, and people you can go to the forward online to read it, right?
Well, yeah, I don't know if they have the advertisements there, but, you know, some of the things that they advertise for, European citizen rights, Germany is a member of the 27 European Union, a naturalized
mm-hmm.
German citizen, in addition to enjoying all the rights and privileges available under German law,
right.
will automatically also benefit from Germany's membership in the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
This means you will automatically also enjoy the right to free travel, work, and live in any of the member states, including United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Italy, Spain, live, study, work, or retire in Europe. You know, I mean, these guys are just ready to leave. They have no allegiance to it. They're like leeches, perfidious parasites is what I call them.
Mm-hmm.
And the last call is right. We need to get rid of them. We need to eliminate and terminate and get back to good old Christianity and what God has for us and start condemning these people the way Christ condemned them and following his shoes.
Well,
come on, guys. Let's do it.
No,
thank you, Rick.
I think it'll be a cold day you know where before that happens unless Christians... The Christians take the bull by the horns.
They gotta quit filling the plates of the people who are lying to them, and
yes.
they gotta figure out what the truth is. But they've been blinded by all this, you know, all these preachers who are always preaching, you know, listen to me, and you'll become a millionaire, and you know.
And the whole world followed
up.
After the beast and Cain and his children, the Cainites. Indeed,
yeah,
that's where we are today.
Yep.
All right, Brother Scott.
Thanks,
you for the
Rick.
Call. Scott Smith. All right. Good to hear from you. Well, that you know, this law of the sea treaty that we're talking about, you know, has some opposition, not much, but some in the Senate, and we hope we can generate a lot more opposition because, of course, it's a sleeper. It's a sleeper. The media have deliberately ignored it as they had the hate crimes bill until it passed, and then they publicized it. And they do this with every important issue. And that's why I tell people, if you want to know what's going on, listen to RBN. Don't read the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, the LA Times. Don't go there for your source of information. You go there for your source of amusement, that's fine. But not for information, not for hard facts. You're not going to get them. So the media have been going after Senator Vitta of Louisiana because of his indiscretions, you know. But as Cliff Kincaid has said on newswithviews.com today, I guess it was yesterday, he said America should be grateful he stayed in the Senate and didn't resign. In wake of the media smear campaign, the senator demonstrated that during a hearing, the law of the sea, as we just said, that he is going to continue to do the job he was elected to do, and that's represent the Constitution and sovereignty of the United States. And I'm very happy to see that he is doing something that most of these senators who have vested interest in not doing will not do. All right, let me continue with phone calls, 800-313-9443 on this open forum Monday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. Ernie in Virginia is next. Hello, Ernie.
Hi, Rick. Back to the Law of the Sea Treaty.
Yes.
In that hearing last Thursday in which Virginia Senator Webb, Democratic Senator Webb,
mm-hmm.
chaired the committee meeting in which there were no Democratic senators present, only Republicans. And in that discussion about Mr. Negroponte, and who was caught in a falsehood, so was the State Department legal advisor, John Bellinger. And he had argued that this treaty did not allow regulation over land-based pollution sources.
Mm-hmm.
And Vitter, in his response back to both Negroponte and to Bellinger, he said there was also a section on enforcement in regard to land-based pollution sources. So they were caught in two falsehoods on that subject. And then additional falsehoods when not only military activities and the exemption and intelligence activities, but there was discussion about Bellinger had told the Senate that the U.S. has a seat on the Council of the International Seabed Authority, sort of implying like we have a veto vote. But unlike the U.N. Security Council, this council makes decisions through consensus, and because the group of 77 has been increased to a group of 140, our one little vote won't stack up very well in a consensus decision, so we'll get blown out of the water. So another falsehood, and they got caught once again thanks to Mr. Vitter pointing that out. And then in the one of the Republican senators, I guess the lady from Alaska, Lisa
Murkowski.
Murkowski, who was preoccupied with the Russian claim to Arctic oil, gas, and mineral deposits.
That's what I wanted to get into, yes.
Okay. And in response to her questions, Negroponte again misled them, said the U.S. could not dispute the Russian claim without ratifying the treaty.
And that's what Condoleezza Rice was saying, too, a few weeks ago when we quoted her. And she was saying the same thing, that in order to fight against any Russian claims that are spurious, we have to join this treaty. We have to sign it. We have to sign on to it in order to defend our sovereignty. Well, I mean, that's like having sex with someone who's not your wife in order to be faithful to your married wife.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Clearly another falsehood, another false assertion. We have historical claims dating back many, many years ago, and everybody knows it, but they're playing the dumb act, and, of course, as you said before.
They know the people. They figure the people are so stupid that they'll fall for anything.
Oh, absolutely. And more importantly, this Thursday there's going to be another hearing on October 4th, and they'll come back, and I guess they'll come back with more details because Senator Webb allowed them to come back. Instead of holding them accountable, I wish he would have, and taken some actions against these these representatives of the Bush administration for attempting to mislead the committee. I mean, these people should be held accountable for their falsehoods, their lies, and their deceptions, and they're wasting government time and resources and misleading the people. And why aren't they held accountable, Rick?
Ernie, when you think about it, I mean, do you know how much more they have to be held accountable for? They have to be held accountable for the murder of Iraqi citizens. They have to be held accountable for the murder of American boys and girls there and this illegal, undeclared, legally undeclared war of aggression on the part of the United States. They have to be really tried and found guilty of being a part of the 9/11 debacle and attacks on America. I can think of hundreds of crimes, when you want to go down the list, for which the Bush administration must be held accountable. And this is only one of them.
This is only one of
them. Misleading is one thing, and they've gone way beyond that in the past.
Yes, they have gone beyond it, but this is very important. If you go back to NAFTA and how they played the NAFTA game.
Yeah, it's all treason. It's all important.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know where to begin with the charges. I'd like to, like I say, I feel like a mosquito in a nudist colony. I don't know where to begin.
Right,
but, you know, it's just outrageous. But I mean, who cares? As long as we can see the Red Sox play and we can watch the Yanks go down and or go up, depending on your point of view. You know, that's what's more important to us, beer guzzling Americans.
Oh yes, but I'd like, and I'm so glad you brought up the mother of the oceans or the first lady of the oceans.
Yes, Borghese.
Borghese. Well, in a 1997 interview. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and what I'm actually reading from an article called The Law of Sea Treaty on Senate Fast Track by WorldNet Daily, dated September 30th, Philip Coulter asked Borghese about the collapse of the Soviet-style communism and the triumph of the, quote, elites. Borghese replied, quote, there is a strong countertrend. It's not called socialism, but it's called sustainable development. Have you heard that concept, sustainable development, which calls for the eradication of poverty? There is that trend, and that is the trend that I'm working on. Mm. The concept of, quote, sustainable development, considered a euphemism for socialism or communism, has been embraced in various pronouncements by the UN and the U.S. government. And I'd like to add that many local governments, even in the Commonwealth of Virginia, work very, very hard to implement sustainable development in their county decisions, their county board decisions. That is that concept is now being implemented even at the local level.
Mm.
But Ms. Borghese argued that the Lost Treaty prohibits the ability of nuclear submarines from the U.S. and other nations to rove freely through the world's oceans. So she wants to not only undermine our national sovereignty or her concept, but to control even the operation of our military and our naval.
Well, that's the idea, isn't it? To disarm the nations of the world.
And yet our Bush administration and it'll probably be like the hate crime legislation, you're going to see almost a unanimous vote by the Democrats, who have joined this one world government bandwagon. And Senator Lugar, who you brought up, he was also a big advocate for the hate crime legislation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we have so many RINOs, Republicans in name only, joining the Democrats along with the Bush administration to commit one treason after another against
America. And they try to save face, particularly Lugar now playing the good cop, bad cop scenario with Bush's war, now jumping ship after these guys all supported it, you know, and now trying to make political capital out of it. It's just disgraceful to see them. They have no credibility, and now they're talking about Bush's lack of credibility. I mean, they're just common thieves all working toward the common goal
of
our country.
It is up to us, and you know, we talked about this at another time about the DREAM Act that was withdrawn, but Senator Reid has promised to bring that back in November.
Oh, yeah.
And it's up to your listeners and to continue to call your senators and to say no to this UN Convention on the Law of the Sea and no to the DREAM Act. We've had it with this amnesty. We need to hold the government accountable. And if you remember, the crimes related to, at best, under the hate crime, it was less than a half of 1% if you stretched it with Ted Pike and his discussion. And meanwhile, we've got potentially 500,000 illegals incarcerated in U.S. prisons.
But I like the way over the weekend gay activists, I was reading some of their websites promoting the hate crime and hate crimes legislation, and they were elated that it had passed the Senate and said that one out of every six crimes in America, violent crimes, are motivated by hate.
One out of six.
One out of every six violent crimes are motivated by hate.
Every violent crime in America is a hate crime. You cannot say one out of six. It is all hate crime. It needs to all be treated equally. It's not one group against another. This is only going to lead to legal argumentation. All crimes of violence are hate-type crimes.
Well, you see, now hating somebody is now a criminal act unless you are one of the chosen few who can hate everyone.
Right.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Appreciate it, Ernie. We'll be back with more calls. Jump aboard. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here at RBN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Well, we're back now, and yes, indeed, that's the attitude of these criminals in Washington. We're the law. We get to do whatever we want. Well, that's why it's time for a little cleaning of house, as Scott Smith says. It's time to eliminate them, to do something to crush them, to remove them from the scene, because they're just encroaching upon us. And at this point, it's self-defense. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't got any alternative as far as I'm concerned. We have to take them and do away with them, one way or another. And whatever way that is, we're going to have to do something, because these guys and gals are not listening. I mean, they are arrogant. We have the most arrogant government that money can buy. I mean, I don't care what they say about Putin or anyone else. I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about this alleged constitutional republic that no longer is. And this, to me, is just an incredible thing now. I mean, they've been resurrecting this garbage for decades, over and over again. And they always keep coming back, like a bad dream, as Howard Phillips says, like the villain in a Hollywood movie. All right, Henry is next in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, Henry.
Yes. Yes.
Henrietta, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, a couple of things now. You were talking about... Oh, yeah, here's what I was going to say. I heard you, even though I didn't call in, I heard your broadcast on the Friday, the 28th of September, mm-hmm. with that Christian scholar, what's his name, Mr.
Gene Smith.
Yeah,
last Friday, yes.
Right, and you both had me on the floor laughing. I'm not kidding.
Oh, wow.
With one particular instance when you were mentioning how the bulldozer with that girl, I think she was Jewish.
Rachel Corrie.
Yeah, Rachel Corrie. She was Jewish, but there was another guy from Washington. He was not Jewish. He ran over him, too.
Well, but when you mentioned one from England. They ran over a few.
Yeah, right, but Americans, I'm talking, went over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But when you said that the windshield was, they claimed that the windshield was foggy and they couldn't
yes.
see and they thought it was a cactus or something, and then he turned around and said, well, apparently they couldn't see the American flag on the USS Liberty either.
That's right.
And they might need new glasses or better glasses or something. I mean, that just cracked me up. I I couldn't believe it. That really made me laugh. You both had me on the floor.
Well, it is sort of tragically humorous, you'll admit.
Yeah, but when he said that about them, that they should get better glasses or something, I mean, that was funny.
Well, you know, we have to have some sense of humor here to try to make a point, I suppose, and that's the only way we can make it sometimes. It's so ridiculous that it is almost truly funny and laughable.
Yeah, but it shows he's got a sense of humor. He could be funny.
Yes, Gene can. Yes,
yeah,
he's great.
That's a funny way of saying.
He's terrific.
Now, the other thing that startled me is this. The gentleman called before me said that he saw an article in The Forward. I have a one-month free subscription to The Forward.
Yeah.
Is that this week, like an October issue, you said, with the German citizenship thing?
I just got two issues at one time. I'm not sure if it's the current issue or the week before. I believe it might be the week before.
All right, yes. I'll look. I may have that here. It's like an average.
Yes.
Okay, because that's another thing, too. You know, the hypocrisy with that, because I'm listening to what your other caller is saying, and talking about German, you know, the dual citizenship, and mm-hmm. they should, you know, be able to get citizenship from Germany.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the attitude, too. And you mentioned about with that SLC, that Israel, that you have to be Jewish in order to be a citizen there. You see, that's the double standard. So you should be a Jew and a complete all-Jewish in order to be a
yes.
citizen in Israel.
Hang on, Henry, if
okay.
you wish. A quick break, 1 minute, we'll be right back. 800-313-9443 is the number for you to jump aboard. We've been talking about the Law of the Sea Treaty lost. Let's hope it gets lost. Much more to come. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned. It's true.